Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air. Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we take a look at some amazing insight that has been shared by financial services provider Standard Bank, which this week shared the details of their second edition of its Africa Trade Barometer, which showed that there have been improvements in business perceptions of various African states across the continent. To tell us why this matters and, of course, share some of the key insight, we join on the line by Philip Myberg, who's Standard Bank Trade and Africa China head. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Philip, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, Philip, you know, to some it might seem obvious that we need to understand the lay of the landscape when it comes to African trade, but help us underscore and fully grasp why the Africa Trade Barometer and its insights actually matters.
Thanks, Gugu. Yeah, we kicked off this process about a year ago, and the reason for it was we just realized that there's not sufficient detailed understanding of what's happening on the ground across the continent with regards to trade. You've got these high-level macroeconomic insights that comes from the likes of the World Bank, IMF, et cetera, but really not a lot that you can gauge from around how those sentiments are on the ground. So we've developed this Africa Trade Barometer. Earlier this year, we launched the first edition. It was very well received. We've just done our second edition. We will do them twice a year. And the intent behind it is to gauge what businesses are feeling, their sentiments around trade in some of the 10 of the sort of most dynamic markets across the continent. We interviewed 2,500 odd businesses, asking them various questions around trade. How is government supporting them? What's their experience with regards to customs, macroeconomic stability, business confidence, and the like? And then we overlay that too with some of these more easily accessible macroeconomic factors. So it's very good insights that we've been able to establish here.
Definitely. I myself am someone who's actually quite passionate about business on the continent. And of course, there's certain misconceptions and themes and challenges typically that businesses have struggled with, such as, forex flows, conducive environment led by governments. But despite that, what does the report show this year in terms of the true reflection of doing business on the continent?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just on that first point, I mean, we see the same struggles for businesses, policymakers, academia. They all struggle with getting a good understanding and then making the appropriate decisions. So just to confirm your point. But just on the outcomes of the barometer, of course, a deeply detailed piece of work with lots of takeouts. But some of the really interesting ones was the fact that it's very much a mixed bag of results. Very hard to paint the continent, of course, with a single brush. Some really positive things and less positive. I mean, the previous speaker did talk about some macroeconomic challenges. You saw all the markets really being impacted by that. Of course, the hike in interest rates by the Fed has impacted the environment.
Yes.
Dollar liquidity was a challenge. I think what a lot of listeners perhaps might not realize is the impact that dollar liquidity has on many of these African markets.
Yeah.
On a day-to-day basis, many African businesses struggle to get their hands on dollars so that they can make payments for imports that they so desperately need.
And Philip, if I can jump in there, maybe you can help us just understand why, right? Because some might think, well, hold on, dollars are dollars. Surely the central banks can actually get them in. But what actually limits that flow?
There's not sufficient exports generating those dollars. That it comes down to the crux that there's not sufficient diversity in the economy to generate those exports, which ultimately generates those dollars. So to use a practical example, what we see now is with the dollar price increasing in Angola, you've seen a better access to dollar liquidity, which then flowed into the survey results that we've seen, that the business confidence sentiment in Angola has increased. Whereas in the likes of other parts of the continent, there's been significant challenges with regards to dollar liquidity. At any point in time over the last 6 to 9 months, there's been 4 or 5 markets struggling with that. And you see that directly impacting the confidence.
Definitely. Including the businesses that operate there. I think a large number of South African entities that operate across the continent get to experience this. There's something so key that you highlighted as well, Philip, which is certainty, right? And that often speaks to the climate and how states are looking to instill confidence. We saw a large number of elections take place. Kenya was probably the one that caught our attention most this year. But have we found that, I guess, the shift in political landscape has influenced the performance of certain countries on the continent?
Absolutely. And a very welcoming sort of piece of news out of this barometer was the fact that we saw very positive outcomes from several markets that have had elections over the last 6 to 9 months. You mentioned Kenya, but also don't forget Zambia had a very stable election process, transfer in government. Mm. Angola had elections. So all very positive outcomes out of that. Impacting business confidence immediately when that stability and that predictability comes into the system. And just, I mean, that's not an election, but certainly I think attached to the point, because we saw a big impact on Tanzanian confidence and the wider East Africa confidence by the change in president in Tanzania, who's become much more open to cross-border trade. She's engaging with the likes of Uganda, where there's previously been tensions, and that's significantly impacting on the positive note.
Got you. Philip, I can assume many business leaders might be sitting saying, okay, we've got the report, we understand the insights, we are seeing, I guess, a significant improvement in trade relations on the continent, but what do we need to know that will be tangible to, I guess, business relations in the continent? So are we seeing that this might lead to heightened levels of trade, heightened levels of investment, given the details and insight from the report?
Yes, so it certainly does highlight where businesses are struggling. It does highlight where things can be done differently, and by means of an example. So, of course, if you ask businesses, would they like a reduction in tax? Of course, no business would say no to that. But of course, it's also very hard for governments to institute any reduction in tax because of the big impact on the fiscus. Having said that, businesses, interestingly enough, in this survey are saying to us, almost equally important to lowering taxes is just give us clarity on customs rules and regulations, make it easy for me to go through border crossings. And so these things are almost equally as important to them, and definitely more accessible in terms of changing it and impacting it with much less revenue impact on the government. So where there's some political will, I firmly believe that we can make significant changes which will impact these businesses positively by just starting to tweak some of these lower hanging fruits.
And isn't this where the Africa Continental Area Act is actually meant to alleviate these pressures?
Yes. So exactly that. So AFCFTA, the African Continental Free Trade Area, is there to promote and reduce barriers to trade, whether it's tariff barriers or non-tariff barriers. So it's obviously a wide-ranging initiative, deeply, deeply complex, that aims to address this. Out of interest, talking about the AFCFTA, one of the interesting pieces coming from the survey is how few businesses actually know about the AFCFTA. Oh. Very, very low knowledge about it, and so certainly lots of room for improvement in that space.
Definitely, especially when it holds so much potential, right? This is a key policy aspect that we all need to be so familiar with. Philip, really appreciate your time this evening. There's so much more we can deep dive into, but unfortunately we're limited on time. But thank you so much for your expertise and insights that you've shared with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. That's Standard Bank Trade and Africa China head Philip Myburgh joining us to tell us more about the publication of the second Africa Trade Barometer.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.